And we have now found out, because of this bond deal that went forth the other day, the governor had to be honest in his reporting to the marketplace, not to the legislature, but to the markets when he went to sell these bonds. And they acknowledged, per their own numbers, that under his administration in fiscal year 2017, we saw deficit spending of at least $2.8 billion. That should never happen, but it has happened under his administration. And hopefully this Debt Transparency Act, which, as you mentioned, received 164 votes to only 3 against. That means almost every single Republican joined me in supporting greater transparency in the state's finances. And that will hopefully help to put a curb on this type of rampant deficit spending for future governors.
And we should point out that this information is available at your website. You can see where the bills are coming from, where they're going, your cash flow, all of that is available.
You can
online.
Only see what's in our shop. Right. You can't see, unfortunately, what's at the agency level. But hopefully starting in January, we'll be able to begin reporting monthly. Not necessarily the invoices directly, like the actual invoice, but at least an aggregate amount. Of the bill requires the state agencies to report once a month the total liabilities that they're sitting on, the late payment interest penalties associated to those liabilities, whether or not those liabilities can be paid out of a dedicated fund or if they have to be through general revenue dollars, or and also whether or not those expenditures were appropriated or authorized by the legislature, or if that's in fact deficit spending. Right now, they only report once a year in October, and it's only current as of June 30th. So hopefully people are sitting down when they're hearing this information as to how our state has run its finances, but hopefully they'll feel better when they know that come January 1st, that's going to start changing.
One final question. I think a lot of people probably have a little bit of experience at looking at a bill and thinking, how on earth am I going to begin to pay this down? So how does your office prioritize what gets paid, and how are you working to bring down what is now that $9.5 billion down to, I mean, hopefully zero?
Sure. So first of all, prior to the 9.5, we had the 16, right? So I took office, it was about 9-something. It shot all the way up to 16.7. When the governor took control of the budget process as the new governor, he had inherited a disaster. It was about $5.03 billion in a bill backlog. That's no picnic, and that he didn't create that. That was not his fault. Unfortunately, though, instead of fixing that and paying it down, it more than tripled. It went from 5.03 to 16.7 in less than 2.5 years. This bond deal allows us to get closer to probably $8 billion by the time we're done getting federal matching dollars for some of these expenditures, but we're still going to have a huge bill backlog and no ability to pay it down. The only reason we could pay down that bill backlog was not because of additional tax revenues. All the tax revenues have done is stabilize the state's finances because of the additional deficit spending that had been happening over the last 2 years in the absence of a legal budget. All that does is basically take us from a $5 billion hole that had been blown into the budget when the original tax expired, and it basically reclaims that money. Coupled with some significant cuts, about $3 billion worth of cuts in spending, that then balances out the budget somewhat. Not entirely, but at least we're closer to a balanced budget. But it does nothing to help me pay down that bill backlog. So there will likely have to be additional bonding that happens in the future, not right now, but in the future. But look, here's what people also need to understand about the bonding deal. It was a great deal for taxpayers. We were paying up to 12% interest on our late bills. And when you think of late bills, don't think of them so much as bills. Think of them as borrowing from unwilling lenders. All of these dentists that haven't been paid, the doctors that haven't been paid, the universities that hadn't been paid. It's devastating to the local economies when we let the higher ed system just collapse right in front of our eyes. No one should have to go through this. And so when that happened, we made Southern Illinois University an unwilling lender to the state of Illinois. So we already borrowed. We were just paying penalties for that malfeasance, I would say, at the tune of 12%. The bonding deal allowed us to take $6 billion of that $16 billion and sell bonds that would allow us to refinance $6 billion in bad debt that we're paying 12% on at a 3.5% interest. It is going to save taxpayers roughly $8 billion over the course of a 12-year loan. And this is real money that we're saving, and it allows me then to begin to make a real dent in that bill backlog. our credit isn't to the point where we could have gone sold more than $6 billion. But maybe as we start to make these incremental positive changes, maybe a year or two from now, we can revisit this and find that there's a market for our bonds again. We can absorb the cost of that refi and put Illinois in some better fiscal footing.
Susana Mendoza is the controller for the state of Illinois. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks. And just let me finish by saying this. It's going to take us years to pay that $9 billion down. It is. But we will get there. And I'm going to put together the best plan I can, given this new data coming in for the Debt Transparency Act, to make sure that we get a better handle of our finances.